Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the trunk monkey, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How you doing back there?
I'm doing all right.
He's doing all right, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We encourage all of you to please check out our new online store. Support us. A lot of time and money went into bothering. Hi, Bub.
Do you have a 10-millimeter short?
I do, sir. 10-millimeter short, 3/8. There you go, buddy.
How come you always have my tools?
Jesus.
I like to help out. Check out the new online store, ladies and gentlemen. There's all kinds of great stuff. There's clothing, coffee mugs, great gifts out there, keychains. I mean, cell phone. It's all out there. Cell phone, everything's out there. And speaking of great apparel and things like that, Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's msoutlawboutique.com. Find her on the web and on Facebook for the latest and great apparel. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner, the best vodka in the world. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Watson Racing, who's hooked us up here with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang Roll Cage. We're going to be talking about that in just a second. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Big things going on there. We're going to jump right into it, talk a little bit about it. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing really good so far. Just, you know how I'm doing, man? I'm just working on this freaking S550 Mustang.
Yeah, you are, man.
This thing is, we released it last night, yesterday on our live stream about SEMA 17. Watson Racing did a killer job hooking us up with this 4-point direct fit bolt-in roll cage for this car, custom done in a red powder coat. So far, I've been, you know, yesterday we got the car mocked up, disassembled, everything was prepped and ready to go. Today, we've done a lot of that fabrication, getting everything modified, the interior panels modified, the carpet kit's done so that everything just falls right into place. And as you can see, this thing is literally going into this car exactly how it should.
It's a beautiful job. The guys over at Watson Racing did a phenomenal job. If people go out and look at the post from yesterday's live stream, they'll see that a gentleman by the name of Bob Hoffman actually saw that episode. He physically built this cage. And Bob, I can't tell you, the quality is superb. The fitment is excellent. And it's another beautiful product brought forth by the guys over at Watson Racing. For all your racing needs, it is Watson Racing. Bub, you worked on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Cars and Coffee Aston Martin yesterday. Yes. You did some exhaust upgrades to it. They picked it up today. The thing sounds amazing, and the owner is blown away, the president of the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach.
Yeah, man, that car turned out really, really well. It was, you know, the Aston Martin DB9 Vantage, really cool car, really nice high-end exotic, 6-speed manual, a lot of fun with that car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely one that has a very unique look with the wrap that's on it, with the number, the graphics. I mean, everything that's on that car, it's a 3-tone matte pearl.
Sure.
It looks really, really good. And I'll tell you what, man, that thing couldn't look as good as it did without sounding really aggressive to match those looks. So we went ahead and we did a full, from header back, full complete 2.5-inch mandrel bent custom one-off exhaust system designed and built here at BEM by myself. The thing turned out absolutely amazing. It just, it sounds like a raw animal, dude.
It does, Bub. And you know what? It's funny because, not funny, the owner's wife, this car, it's iconic because it belongs to the president and founder, John Zelinga, who is the president of the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. And it is very special. It is very unique. And he chooses you to do his work.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's an honor to be able to do stuff like that because he is the he's the go-to man, you know, and he's it puts him in a hard situation, you know, because he does do a lot with a lot of big-end companies out there, all here in South Florida. There's a lot of crazy high-end exotic designers and builders, everybody that does very great jobs. You know, everybody does amazing work, super skilled. This industry down here in South Florida is very strong with the exotics, with doing, you know, 3-piece wheels and tires and stancing and. You know, especially doing like a lot of the wraps and Morpheus, stuff like that. So there's a lot of that flashy, in-your-face, very expensive, very classy and rich-looking. You know, a lot of that stuff goes on. It's, you know, it's tough for him because he has to be in very good relationships with
everybody,
which is not a problem at all. It's not hard to do. You know, so, you know, a lot of us have, you know, really put together and built that car all to one. You know, I know Signature just finished putting on the wheel and tire combo from Strauss, and that looks absolutely amazing the way
good
it's wrapped
job.
Up in Toyos. The wrap on the car from the design group. I mean, everything that you could possibly imagine. And it's just a, you know, full gathering of all the top builders in South Florida. And that's nice that John believes not only in everybody like that, but he makes everybody come together.
That's exactly right. Well, that's part of what we call the Lion Pride, Bub, which is made up of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports at the top. And we have TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman of the stars. We have Miss Outlaw Boutique. We have DNA Surface Concepts with Sean Kelly and those guys over there. We have, and I know that that car, the Aston Martin, the BM Aston Martin, is going down to Sean for some ceramic work. I think tomorrow it drops off over there. And we have Torque Auto Storage. We have Morpheus Designs. I mean, it's just the great big signature Lion Pride of South Florida, the most qualified entrepreneurs in the exotic cars in the world here.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on, man, and just even more going on with this freaking S550 Mustang, dude. We have a long way to go. I don't know if you saw my list yesterday that I've typed in my phone. Between now and the second week in October, we're talking, what, August, September. So really, I have 60, 70 days. That's if I don't stop the entire time. I've got to do some paint and body, right? Because I'm going extreme dimensions, wide body kit on this car. I've got three-piece wheels and tires getting cut for this thing, 12 inches wide front, 15 inches wide rear, custom-cut tires going on this car, big brake kit front and rear, full coilover adjustable suspension. As I'm doing now, the Watson roll cage that's going into the thing. We've got a lot more coming from Turbonetics. People thought it was done at Simi Valley. It's not.
It's not even the surface. This car did unveil in Simi Valley, California at Turbonetics headquarters, bud.
Yeah, so a long way to go. All of the interior you guys see now is going to be completely modified and changed between now and SEMA 17 when this thing's sitting in the Turbonetics booth. A lot of this car is going to be really three things, man. It's going to be gloss black. It's going to be gloss red, as you can see here with the Watson Racing roll cage, full suspension package coming in, all in gloss red as well, and a gloss red style caliper along with carbon fiber finishing and accenting everywhere with the carbon hood, the carbon three-piece graphics on the side, the wide body kit. The thing is going to look like an animal, so wait till you guys see this thing in the next month and a half, 2 months.
It's going to be crazy. A lot of work going on, Bub. You did finish yesterday. The president of the PGA's BMW, you sported it a pearl custom pearl orange.
Yes, orange fire pearl.
Oh my God, Bob, the quality of that car is stunning. I actually sent pictures of it over. A lot of people don't know. I might be able to read this to you. I sent pictures of this over to, let's see if I go here. He says, when I sent him the pictures of it, the car is absolutely beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. It's a stunning, stunning paint job. He says, spectacular, wow. And with BMW tomorrow, so perfect timing. This car is being featured in the BMW Museum in Munich, Germany, Bub. Your work goes all that far.
Yeah, man, it's you know, that was a really big build for us, man. We've been doing that restoration. It's a pro touring build. It's, what, a 74 BMW
2002.
Kind of an iconic car. You know, they had a little cult following with them. But, you know, that car has been a restoration for, you know, the past 2.5-3 years. And that's just how these things roll, man. And I've been back there. You know, not only have I been in the mechanical and design side of the facility, in upholstery, I've been in paint and body, just cranking these things out and getting these things out the door. We've got everything from SEMA to our clientele rides to Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach to all of our local Lion Pride builds that we do. You know, so we have a lot of stuff going on here, just a lot of crazy deadlines that are now coming down the line. And it's nice because these bigger restoration projects we took on 2-3 years ago,
they're finally pushing out.
Are now finally pushing out the door, and the cars are looking absolutely insane, dude. This orange fire pearl that's on that car, not even wet sanded or buffed yet.
That's what I told him this morning.
It's looking insane, man. It's an orange pearl, so it's got a lot of yellows. It's got a lot of greens in the thing. I can let me give you a better picture. Yeah, show the one from Instagram. That one's terrible.
Okay. Yeah, show me a good picture of it, Bub. Yeah. We'll show it with the audience here. I'm sure they'd like to see it. But that pearl paint that you mix, Bub, is stunning, man. And I told the owner, Pete.
Yeah, this is the actual color.
There's the actual color of it right there. That's what the color looks like. And you can see the pearl in, you can literally see the pearl in the paint. And it's just stunning. Now, this car hasn't been wet sanded or buffed yet, Bub. And it doesn't look like it needs to be. The quality of your paintwork, like everything you touch, is just stunning.
I can lay some paint, dude.
You can build, you can design, you can fabricate, you can sew, you can mechanically build. I mean, it's just crazy what you do.
Well, it's fun because I can actually walk around with the confidence level and the fact that I'm not held down by anyone. And at any given day, if I ever wanted to, I can throw my entire team right out.
I
don't rely on anyone.
You don't have to throw your team.
Do it all myself.
Yeah, you don't have to keep the team around because you have such a skill set. Unless you're hanging around people who strip your self-esteem and strip your pride and leave you with not very much to go on. And those are the people you got to separate from and not, you want to be around people who elevate you, not drag you down like weights, in the water.
Yep. So I got a lot done yesterday. I did three things installing the roll cage on the S550 Mustang, painting an entire car, and doing a full one-off exhaust on the Aston. That's a pretty solid
day. That's a
day,
solid day of work, man. Bub.
Mm-hmm. I was grinding out pretty hard.
You work very hard, Bub. You work very, very hard.
And I got a lot to do today. I got to finish some more paint work. I'm doing some more painting in the back. I'm actually doing a 70 GS.
Yes, you
Again,
are.
Another 2-3 year project we've been doing in the Pro Touring department. We've got another one coming right down the line for one of our super, super good clients up north. So his car, I hope, by the way, we haven't confirmed paint colors yet. I want to make sure that he likes that paint color I did yesterday. I'm feeling kind of that same line on his car.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are we talking about our buddy in Washington, D.C.?
No, not this one.
Which one?
Well, that's a vet.
Mm-hmm. That's
this
a vet.
This is a different one. That's going white.
That's
going
to go white.
Yes. I'm talking about the Orange Fire Pearl.
Whose car do you want to do
the
that
Mustang.
On? The Mustang. Oh!
Yes.
Our buddy Mike McCloskey.
I need a little wink-wink when a confirmation with that Orange Fire Pearl, because that... With the right two-toning, some matte black on that thing, man. Oh my God, it's gonna look.
We'll
insane.
Have to talk to Mike about that because you've got that car.
Orange roll bar.
That car's done. It's ready to go.
That's what I'm saying. Color yeah. match roll bar in it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That'd be hot.
Oh yeah, with the top down with a little 4-point. Uh huh.
I think we like the idea of that, Bob.
I gotta get going, dude. I gotta work.
All right.
Dude, it's freaking hot in here. I want you guys to know, man. We literally have a 20-foot billet aluminum and carbon fiber fan above us.
Macro air fan.
Everything is off right now so that we have great audio levels. Well, guess what, dude? It is really freaking hot back here. I've been back here for, I don't know, 3-4 hours already. I haven't left the building, literally. Haven't left the building or the car.
And the producer's sitting there laughing.
You guys want to see something funny? Car is so brand new. Here's the factory wrapping from the dealership. Still not taking off everything yet.
Well,
that's how new this S550 is.
Brand new.
EcoBoost 4-cylinder, 600 horsepower.
Only one like it in the
world.
Insane.
So stay tuned. You guys will see this thing at SEMA pretty soon. I got to get back to work.
Ladies and gentlemen, that'll wrap it up for this episode, Bub. Until tomorrow.
Just keep on freaking doing something, but
just keep on doing something, but do it Bubba style, he says. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports for the very best in motorsports right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. 561-66. No, that's Miss Outlaws, 561-748-2926. Go out there, check out our new online store. I think you'll be really surprised. Support us. Buy products. Wear it proudly. Share it proudly. Put a phone case on your phone. You're going to like what you see out there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the amazingly wonderful Layla Von Athey. I mean, they just do great work over there. They have the best apparel out there. Great stuff, concerts, special events. Best boutique in the world. Miss Outlaw Boutique at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Watson Racing, man, they hooked us up right here for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Watson Racing Mustang that will be in booth 24125 at SEMA. This is the world's only 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang. It's pretty, pretty exciting stuff. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly, but they would like to know what's your paradise. And finally, the producer's yawning. What's going on over there, Mr. Producer? Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world this month, August 27th, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bub says. Bub, what are you doing?
What?
Huh?
Tightening the bolts.
Tightening the bolts. You'll see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team set up out there. We are racing live this weekend, and we're racing at Homestead next weekend. Please come out and join us. It's a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way today. Doesn't matter how bad your day is. Just do something positive for somebody. Open the door. Just open the door if their hands are full. Somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, put a pair of shoes on their feet. Payless is cheap. If they're hungry, that's easy. Taco Bell, McDonald's, something cheap. Doesn't have to be so overly healthy. Just feed them. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it. Bubba style. So what can I do here to help you?